Good evening. Thank you for coming to tonight's shiur. We're going to talk about the halachas of Sfiras HaOmer. We'll begin with a question that doesn't come up too often, but it could come up if you're nervous you're going to forget. The question is as follows. Let's say it's tonight, and you're coming to the shiur here tonight, and you know after the shiur you're going to be busy, you have to make some phone calls, and you're scared you're going to forget Sfiras HaOmer, so you want to count before nightfall, after Shkia. Are you able to count Sfiras HaOmer after Shkia when it's, which is, let's say, when it begins to become night, or do you have to wait till it's absolute, till it's really dark outside, till it's Tzeit HaKochavim, in order to count Sfiras HaOmer? So this is something that we have to think about from a few perspectives. Let's talk about any mitzvah that we have at night. We're all familiar with eating in a sukkah, first night of sukkah, the sukkah is, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat balayla. So when does it have to be? You have to wait till it's dark outside. You have to wait after Tzeis HaKochavim. Similarly, eating matzah, having the seder, the Haggadah, Kiddush, and matzah, mitzvahs Haggadah, also have to be after Tzeis HaKochavim. It has to be after not just Shkia, but you have to wait till after that, till the stars are out, till it's actually night. Theoretically, I would assume, if Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah to do at night, which we'll discuss a little bit further on why that would be the case, or if that is the case, so I would think you have to do it also after it's dark outside. However, the tour cites his father, the Rush. For all those who don't know, the Rush is the father of the tour. Tour is the first model of Shulchan Aruch model, who divides all of halacha into four sections. That's the tour. So the tour cites his father and says that even though it's not really nighttime yet, Shkia just means the sun set below the horizon. So that if you picture the ball of sun going down, 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 the ball is halfway down, you can see half of the ball of sun, that's not Shkia. The moment that the sun disappears below the horizon, that ball of fire, it's still completely light outside. That's Shkia. So at that moment, says the tour in the name of his father, the Rush, that even though it's not Laila Mamish, it's only Safek Chashecha, it's Safek nighttime, it's a question if it's nighttime, you are allowed to count with a bracha from Shkia. The question is, why are we going to assume that it's different, that counting Sfiras HaOmer is different than the other mitzvahs that we mentioned, than Haggadah, than Matzah, than Sukkah? Well, the Rush says that not only can you count at Shkia, it's better to count earlier. Who could think of a reason why it would be better to count earlier, not to wait till nightfall, but to start at as early as sunset? Why would that be not just okay, but even better than waiting another half hour, 40 minutes, till nightfall? Why would it be better to count earlier once it's Shkia? So you don't forget, but that would apply to all mitzvahs. That would apply to sukkah, that would apply to matzah. I mean, some don't say that. What? You wouldn't forget those mitzvahs. This is something you do every night for 7 weeks. There's a greater chance you forget. I hear that. What do you say?
In the Torah, does it actually say you have to count it at night?
That's going to be part of the question. Does the Torah say anywhere that you have to count at night?
It
says you have to count. You have to count 7 weeks. Maybe there's another passage that says count 49 days. It doesn't say to count at night. However, the Torah... Why is that good? That's right. That's going to be the answer. Why is that good? To count at the very, 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 very beginning of the next day. Zrizim Akdimin? That's a good question. It happens to be that the Gemara talks about Zrizim Akdimin regarding Bedikas Chametz, and says if you're going to follow the logic of Zrizim Akdimin L'mitzvos, you only have to go as early as the morning. Because what's the source for Zrizim Akdimin L'mitzvos? Who in Tanakh is the source for Zrizim Akdimin L'mitzvos?
Avraham Avinu.
What does the Pasuk say? How early did he head out on his trip? Vayashkem Avraham Baboker. When he went to Akedas Yitzchak. So Zrizim Akdimin L'mitzvos, the Gemara Pesachim says, you only have to go as early as the morning. You don't have to go the night before. So that would be a good... Theoretically, that would be good, but the Gemara says it's not going
to
work.
Exactly.
The Pasuk says, Sheva Shabbosos Timimos. I assume that's what you're referring to. They have to be complete weeks or complete days. And how do you have a complete day? Well, you have the entire day is still ahead of you as you count. So if you wait until you're half an hour into that day, 40 minutes into that day, of course, our day is starting at night. So you don't have a completeness in your counting. So you want to count at the very beginning of that day. That's what the Rush writes, the end of Maseches Pesachim. To fulfill the pasuk of Sheva Shabbosos Timimos Tihiyana, you should have completeness, Timimos. That's not the simple reading of the word Timimos. If you look on the pasuk, when the pasuk says in the Parashas Emor, it talks about all the Moadim, and in the context of the Moadim, it talks about Sviras Omer, and it says, V'svartom lachem imacharas ha-Shabbos, the day after the first day of Pesach, miyom ha-nifchem es ha-Omer, from the time you bring the Korban Omer, sheva shabbosos timimos tihiyana, you have to count for 7 weeks. Rashi says, what does Timimos tell me? Timimos tells me that I have to count at night. Why? Because if I count during the day, so I missed having the night be a counted moment. I missed having the night be a counted part of my counting. So therefore, Rashi says, not like I just said from the Rush, that you want to get from the very start of the night. Rashi says, as long as it's from the nighttime, this is Rashi on the Torah, Rashi al-Chumash, says, as long as it's nighttime, that already is enough to constitute a fulfillment of Sheva Shabbosos Timimos. Because you have completeness. You don't just have the daytime, you have the nighttime preceding the day. And that's completeness. This Rush is taking it a step further. That in order to constitute Timimos, full perfect days, you have to get from the very, very first moments of the day, which would be from Shkia, and not just any time that night. That's one point. The Rush says another idea that we're going to maybe dwell on a little bit more. Why can I count as early as Shkia? Well, let's just talk about Shkia for a second. Shkia till Tzeis HaKochavim. Let's say there's about a half hour there, 35 minutes from sunset till it actually gets dark. And depending on where you live, it could be, you know, as little as 20 minutes in Eretz Yisrael. That sunset period, that darkening period after sunset to dark is much quicker. In America, it takes twice as long. In other latitudes, it'll, you know, the times will fluctuate as well. What is that considered? So let's say sunset is at 6 p.m., sunrise is at 6 p.m., but night doesn't start. It's not dark out till 6:30. So from 6 till 6:30, is it night or is it day? You could argue that's day as long as the next night hasn't begun, which is 6:30. On the other hand, you could say day is over because it's already the sun has set. So what do we consider 6 to 6:30? What? Ben HaShemashos. And what are we going to consider Ben HaShemashos, night or day? Suffolk. We don't know. It's a question mark. It's a question mark period. Now, how do we deal with question mark periods? If I have a mitzvah to do, what's today? Today's Tuesday night. So would I want to do a Tuesday night mitzvah in a time that's a question mark whether or not it's Tuesday night yet? Maybe it's still Tuesday day, and there's a mitzvah to do at night. When would we be willing to do something during a question mark time? When would I be willing to do something that's a suffik? If it's a suffik on a mitzvah that's only drabbanan. This is the second point that the Rush says why we can count svira from as early as sunset from shkia, because nowadays sviras homer is only midrabbanan. Now who could tell me why sviras homer nowadays is only midrabbanan? It's a pasuk. Why should it be only midrabbanan nowadays? We have plenty of barley. I made a challenge this morning. We're having a challenge, not a competition, but we're having a program for the students tonight at 11 o'clock. I'd love to say you're invited, but I don't know if that would be honest. I was asked to make a challenge, me and one of the other rebbeim, and I guess it'll be a competition whose is better, and I put in barley. So we definitely have barley. What don't we have? What did you mean to say, probably?
Karban Omer.
Karban Omer, right. We don't have the Karban Omer, and the pasuk doesn't say bring cards, start counting Svira from date X, date Y, second day Pesach. It says start counting from the day that you bring the Karban Omer. And we don't have the Karban Omer, and therefore, if we don't have the Karban Omer, so there's no starting point for our mitzvah of Svira to Omer nowadays. It never began. So why do we do it? Why is there a Takana Drabban? Does anyone bring sacrificial lamb on the day before Pesach? Does anybody, if you got in a car accident and you want to bring a carbon, if you get into a car accident, you bring a carbon toda. Anyone get into a car accident and they, like, take their neighbor's dog or cat and, you know, slice its head off and offer it on in the backyard. Even in Brooklyn, we don't do those things. So how come Sefirot HaOmer we do? You're saying we have a zeicha. So the answer is it's a zeicha l'mikdash. We do a zeicha l'mikdash. Obviously, we don't want to get into the korban issues. We can't bring korbanos, but counting is something we could readily enough do. So we have a mitzvah d'rabbanan, zeicha l'mikdash. It's a unique kind of mitzvah, and now you'll understand why we do something if anyone has a sitter.
Get Shelby to get a sitter.
You could understand why right after we count Sefira, what do we say? We say, harachaman hu yachzir lanu avodas. Might not even need it. Beis Hamikdash l'mkamal b'mehirav yameinu amein. Why do we say that after Sefirot HaOmer? Because Sefirot HaOmer is nowadays Zeicha l'mikdash. It's only a Derabbanan Zeicha l'mikdash. So we say, harachma, now that I did the Sefirot HaOmer, which is reminiscent of the Korban Omer, let's have the real thing. Okay, so if the Rosh tells us that it's only, that Sefirot HaOmer nowadays is Derabbanan, what could I do when I have a Derabbanan? I could be lenient whenever I have a Suffolk. What's an example of a suffik? Ben hashmashos, shkia to tesakochavim. Let's say from 6 to 6:30, not today, but on an equal day. That time is a question whether it's day or night time. So it's a question mark. Well, anyway, mitzvah sefirot HaOmer is only midrabanan, says the Rosh. So have a drabanan and a suffik. What this time period is considered, and what's the rule by a suffik drabanan? Suffik drabanan lahakel. We're allowed to be lenient when it comes to a question mark on a mitzvah drabanan. And that's exactly why the Rosh holds you are permitted to count Sefirot HaOmer from Shkia, even though it's not nightfall yet. If we would stop here, then we'd all start counting. We'd start counting Shkia from the very beginning of the night, from sunset. There are two problems. One problem is. And this is a problem that the Ran asks. The Ran, quoted in the Beis Yosef, asks the following question. Just because something is a suffik and it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, so that means that I should go out of my way to try to do the mitzvah in a questionable time? I understand that if you do a mitzvah d'rabbanan in a time that's a suffik, okay, it worked. But I should go out of my way l'chatchila and try to get myself into a question mark? That's not a good mode of operation, says the Ran. If you did it, maybe it worked, you did a mitzvah d'rabbanan, a time it's a suffik, okay, it's suffik d'rabbanan, we could be makel. But if I have a choice right now, sitting before me, should I count sphere now when it's a question mark, or should I count sphere when it's nighttime, and it's definitely the right day, what should I do if I have that choice? Of course you should choose the right time. So that's the first argument that the Ran offers. Second question that we're going to have is that not everybody holds that counting Sefirot HaOmer nowadays is only midrabanan. Because if you look at the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, I'll read to you the Lashon of the Rambam. Sefirot HaOmer muteles al kol ish Yisrael, is burdened upon every Jew, b'chol makom, in all locations, meaning even outside of Eretz Yisrael, uv'chol zman, in all times, like many mitzvos. It has nothing to do with during the Beis HaMikdash, not during the Beis HaMikdash. So if that's the case, the Rambam clearly holds, and the Sefer HaChinuch also holds, that Sefirot HaOmer nowadays is Mida Oraisa. If Sefirot HaOmer nowadays is Mida Oraisa, what do you do if you have a Suffolk, let's say a time period that's a Suffolk, during Ben HaShemashas, between Shkia and Seis, 6 to 6:30 on an equal day? Could you be lenient to fulfill a mitzvah that's Doraisa during that time period?
No.
Absolutely not. Suffolk Doraisa, we are. We're machmir, safek d'oraisa l'chumra. So therefore, the Rambam would hold that you should not say Sefirot HaOmer earlier in the evening. You have to wait till nightfall. So what do we have? We have a machlokas. The Rosh says you should do it earlier. Maybe it's even better to do it earlier because this way you'll get tamimos, you get full days. He's certainly assuming that it's only d'rabbanan. However, the Rambam holds that it's midoraisa, Sefirot HaOmer is d'oraisa nowadays. What do we do? How are we going to paskin? So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch has a very unusual language that he doesn't have elsewhere. Shulchan Aruch says that if you forget to count at the beginning of the nighttime, you can go ahead and count the whole night long, which if I would just stop with that line, it sounds like it's better to do at the beginning. If you forget, you could go as late as you want. V'hamidaktikim, It's a very unusual word to find in the Shulchan Aruch. And the people are really careful with mitzvos. Einam sofrim, do not count ad tzeis hakochavim, until it's actually nightfall. V'chein ra'ui la'asos. And that is proper to do. It sounds like if you want to be really religious, it would be more proper to count later, meaning after nightfall, but certainly it's perfectly perfect to count from Shkia. That's how I would have read the Shulchan Aruch. So if I would get a phone call, Rabbi, whatever, when should I count? I would say, it's perfectly fine to count from Shkia. If you want to be religious, really religious, then wait till Tzeis HaKochavim. That's how I would have read the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah does not read like I read. The Mishnah Berurah understands that we're talking about a lechatchila and a bidyeved. Lechatchila, you should count when the Mishnah Berurah understands that when the Shulchan Aruch says medaktikin, that you're being careful, that means that's the right way to do it, the proper way to do it. And anything earlier than that, meaning from Shkia, is actually bidyeved. So you and I, we don't want to get into situations that are bidyeved, if we could avoid them. So we should all wait to count after nightfall. If it was that I counted after Shkia, but before nightfall, so then the Shulchan Aruch sounds like it's okay, bidyeved. The Mishnah Berurah, however, says that since some posts can hold, that it's d'oraisa, as I mentioned before, you should count again later with a bracha. So let's just come out with a final conclusion. If you're in a big jam, you can count from Shkia. It is better to wait until after Tzeis HaKochavim. That's A. B, if you did count in that question mark period between Shkia and Tzeis HaKochavim, you should try, if you can, to count later, but without a bracha. That's going to be our conclusion for this little section. The reason why I wanted to start with that halacha is because this halacha sort of highlights that there is a machlokas whether Sfir nowadays is Daraisa or Darabanan. Let's talk about a funny situation that will also depend whether or not Sfir Sa'omer is Daraisa or Darabanan. I'm sure this happened to you. It certainly happens to me in Shul when we say Sfir Sa'omer after Maariv. Let's say as you're saying the bracha, you're thinking tonight is number 4. As you say, Al Sfiras HaOmer, you hear the guy next to you say, Hayom Chamisha Yomim LaOmer. Like, oh my gosh, I must have, thank God he caught me in time. And when I finish the bracha, I actually say the words, the right words. Hayom Chamisha Yomim LaOmer. So during the bracha, I thought the wrong date. And then when I actually said what day it is, I was correct. I said the right date. So the tour asks, do we follow what I was thinking during my bracha, or do we follow how I actually concluded? The inverse also, the tour asks. Let's say I was thinking the correct time, the correct day while I was making my bracha. Today is the fifth day. Bracha d'ashavokan bracha shakadish on the fifth day. It's on the fifth day. Al sviyasa. And then when I finish saying Al Sfiras HaOmer, it just my mouth just slips and says Arba Yomim LaOmer. I say the wrong day, but I was thinking the right day the whole time. I just slipped at the last moment. So is that going to work? Is that not going to work? Well, there's a Gemara that talks about a very similar story. The Gemara talks about a question of a guy or a girl who has a cup, and let's assume it's not a transparent cup. And they think they have wine here. They start saying, Baruch atah Hashem Elkeinu, assuming that it's a cup of wine. And by the time they get to the end of the bracha, they realize that it's not wine, but it's beer. So just in time, Asher Baruch atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech Hashem. Baruch atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam. They're about to say Baruch Priyakam, then they realize, they look carefully, oh, it's beer, Shakoni Abedvaro. So the beginning of the bracha was assuming the wrong thing. They ended up saying the right thing. So, what's the halacha there? Interestingly enough, the Gemara doesn't know the answer. We find a few places in Shas that the Gemara just leaves it as a question mark. Sometimes they're called tekus, sometimes they're called ibay de lo ishtas, questions that were never answered, that were not resolved. But the Gemara has numerous times, dozens of times probably, of Gemara questions that do not get resolved. And this is one of them. I started off thinking the wrong bracha, and I ended up with the right one. The Gemara does not answer. So what do we do when we don't know what the Gemara's psak is? The Gemara leaves me off with a suffix. So how do I deal with a suffix that the Gemara leaves me off with? We're going to follow the same rule that we mentioned earlier. If it's a suffix on a thing that's de'oraisa, I'll be machmir. That's our rule of action. I don't know what the Torah tells me, so it's a de'oraisa, I have to be machmir. If it's a question on a de'rabbanan, well, I could be mekel. So using that same logic that we saw by brachas, that we don't know what to do, and therefore we should follow the mode of operation of either de'oraisa b'machmir or de'rabbanan b'mekel, let's now come back to the question of Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer, that I started making my bracha thinking it's the wrong day, and I ended up that it's the right day. If we assume the same story applies as the wine and the beer, which the Gemara didn't know what to do, whether we follow the beginning or the end, so that means in this case, the Sfiras HaOmer, I don't know whether I should follow what I was thinking in the beginning, or how I actually concluded at the end. So what should I do? I should follow it's a question mark in the Gemara. In a similar case in the Gemara. So I now have to follow my mode of operation. What's my mode of operation? Well, what is Sfiras HaOmer? Sfiras HaOmer d'oraisa d'rabbanan. If we assume, like the Rambam, that Sfiras HaOmer is midoraisa, that Rambam that I mentioned just 2 minutes ago, so you're going to have to be machmir. And you're going to have to make sure that you had in mind the right day, not just what you uttered with your mouth at the end, after you said the bracha, but what you were thinking during the entire bracha from beginning to end. You have to be thinking the right date and say the right date. However, if we assume that Sfiras HaOmer is what we mentioned earlier, that Sfiras HaOmer nowadays is only midrabbanan, and it is true that this is what most poskim do hold, that Sfiras HaOmer nowadays is only midrabbanan, it's only a zecher lemikdash, so if we assume it's only midrabbanan, then I could be mekel in that question of that the Gemara left with a question mark with the wine and the beer. And when I apply it to Sfiras HaOmer, I could be mekel and be lenient and say it's okay, even though I didn't have in mind from beginning to end. And that is what the Shulchan Aruch concludes with. The Shulchan Aruch says that nowadays, since the Shulchan Aruch assumes that most poskim hold Sfiras HaOmer is only derabbanan, so if you messed up in your thought process while you were saying the bracha, you were thinking the wrong day, you know what? Since we hold that Sfiras HaOmer is Almi D'Rabbanan, it's okay. As long as you conclude and say the right words, that will be okay. But believe it or not, the Shulchan Aruch says something. You had a question.
Yeah, because if you could perform the mitzvah during the day without saying the bracha in general, and the mitzvah is just to say the words itself, then as long as you have the proper D'Rabbanan while saying the words...
That's a good question. I don't have an answer for you. I don't know the answer. You're asking that if theoretically you could be fulfilling the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer without the bracha at all, so why, if you had the wrong kavanah during the bracha, should that make it any worse?
Right.
It's a good question. Good question. The Shulchan Aruch takes this point and says something even more unusual. If you were listening carefully, you might have been bothered when I said 3 minutes ago that if a person is saying the bracha, thinking the right day, right? It's the fifth day, so he's thinking, Bracha Tashem, fifth day. Okeinu Melech Olam, fifth day. Asher Kedushan Sassav Yitzvana, fifth day. Asher Asa Omer, fifth day. And then he blurts out, just with the slip of the tongue, the fourth day, I said before that was a question. Well, of course, he said the right day. He said the wrong day. How could it be a question? Of course, if he said the wrong day, you counted the wrong day. Just because you were thinking the right thought during the bracha, that should save you? You said the wrong number at night. I remember when I was in elementary school, our secretary in the office had a picture, I think I mentioned it once here, a picture of a little boy or a little girl petting a kitten, and there are big words on the bottom of the poster says, "The smallest deed is greater than the grandest intention." It's wonderful to think all kinds of things, but if you don't act on it, what's the goal? What's the purpose of it? So if you have all the right thoughts during the bracha, but when you actually count to the Sfiras HaOmer, you said the wrong thing, how could that work? But believe it or not, if you open up your Shulchan Aruch, you'll find that it says, if you're thinking the right date during the bracha, you're thinking 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, and you said, Hayom Arba'a Yamim LaOmer, as a slip of your tongue, says the Shulchan Aruch, you're Yotze. Why? Because Safek D'Rabban LaHakel. Mitzvahs, we don't know what to do with the question of that beer and wine question, that's our suffix, whether we follow the beginning or the end. And Sfiras HaOmer is derabanan, I could be mekel. What do you mean? That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. All the Achronim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down all the Achronim, jump on the Shulchan Aruch and say, how in the world could you say, Mr. Shulchan Aruch, that your Yotzei, just because you had the right thought while you were making your bracha, you said the wrong thing. You counted the wrong day. And therefore, all the Achronim argue on the Shulchan Aruch. It's incredible that the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel so far. All the Achronim argue on the Shulchan Aruch and say, of course, if you said the wrong day, you're out of business. The other scenario, the first scenario that I said, that if you were thinking the wrong date during the bracha and you concluded correctly, that we will be Mekel, like the Shulchan Aruch, and allow you to be Yotzei that mitzvah. So therefore, halacha l'maaseh, we're coming out that if a person is thinking the wrong date during, while he's saying the bracha, and then he says the right one, you fulfill the mitzvah. If a person blurts out the wrong date, that was not a counting, you have to count again, make a new bracha. I just want to point out one added important thing to realize. In general, in halacha, there's a concept of correcting mistakes quickly. That's called toch kedei dibur. In Shemana Esrei, if you make a mistake, if you catch yourself within 2 or 3 seconds, how long is that? The Gemara says it's the amount of time that it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Other versions, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Mori. On the clock, that's about 2 seconds. It's pretty quick. So if you catch yourself within 2 or 3 seconds, it's as though you're in the same. It's as though you're still connected to that first moment when you said X, and now you said Y quickly enough. It's as though you really said Y. So if by mistake you happen to say the wrong number, and within 2 seconds of your concluding that, you say, oh my, and then you correct yourself, that will be okay, and you will have counted properly. You need not repeat neither the bracha nor the counting. As long as you count, you court yourself, toch kedei dibur. Okay, that's the end of that discussion. Any questions? Yes?
Does that count also for deoraisa?
Toch kedei dibur does count for deoraisas, yes. Let's say, for example, you testified in court that I saw you murder, and then you realize a moment later, oh no, joke, it must have been somebody else. So theoretically, if it's toch kedei dibur, you might be able to return. I think the Gemara discusses that question, but otherwise, when it comes to deoraisas, you 100% can apply toch kedei dibur. And therefore, even if you would be machmer like the Rambam, mitzvah som reis midoraisa, you can still be lenient if you caught yourself within toch kedei dibur. Yes. Excellent question. The Gemara asks you a question. And the answer is, I'll give you a list. It's not going to answer your question. The list is Chanukah candles, Shabbos candles, Kriyas HaMegillah, Erev that we do. The Gemara asks, V'heichan tzivanu? How can we say, Asher kedushan v'mitzvah savi tzivanu amikra Megillah? Hashem never commanded us to read the Megillah. Heichan, where tzivanu? Did Hashem command us that we could say Asher kedushan? The Gemara answers, because the Torah says, lo tasur, that you can't veer from that which Chachamim say. You have to follow the Chachamim. And that itself permits us to say, Hashem, you commanded us to light Shabbos candles. Where do you command us? You commanded us to listen to Chachamim, who told us to light Shabbos candles. So too, Sfiras HaOmer, we can say, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvah savi tzivanu, you commanded us to listen to Chachamim, who instituted a Zecher LaMikdash, a Takana D'Rabban, a Zecher LaMikdash, and that's why we can say a bracha. Okay, so bringing in Shabbos early is a different topic. It's a different concept entirely. Why am I saying that? Because you could bring in Shabbos even before Shkia. Antonio, we were talking about Shkia, Tzeis. You could bring, let's say Shkia is at 6 o'clock. You could bring in Shabbos from Plag HaMincha, which is, let's say, 4:30, 4:45, which is an hour before Shkia. It's not, the sun is still glaring, the ball of sun is still up in the sky. It hasn't set. You can still take Shabbos. So that's a different halacha. Okay, let's talk about if it happens to all of us, you forgot to count at night. So what do you do the next day? So I know all of you know the halacha, but let's try to figure out how the halacha came to be where it is. So at night I have a date, I have a wedding, I have something happen at night, I totally forget to count Sfiras HaOmer. The next morning on the train to work, I remember, oh my gosh, I didn't count Sfiras HaOmer, so what do we do? Let's see. The Beis Yosef brings Rabbeinu Tam who says that if you miss the nighttime and you remember the next day, sorry, buddy, you missed it. You can't count. No point in counting. You missed it. The mitzvah is at night. You missed the night. No point in counting. It's over. You missed that day. Period. Nothing to do. Why? Because he brings the Gemara, an explicit Gemara. The Gemara says, regarding not saying Sfiras HaOmer, but regarding cutting the Karban HaOmer, cutting that barley that was used for the Karban, from which we learn a lot of other halachos regarding Sfiras HaOmer, it says, Kol HaLaila Kosher L'Ktziras HaOmer. All night long is kosher for cutting the Omer. Now, if you had to get your Gemara wrist action ready, what kind of diuk would you make? What kind of inference would you make? Kol halayla kasher l'sfiras ha'omer. What would you infer from that?
At night.
At night, it's kasher for sfiras ha'omer, but daytime, it's not kasher for cutting the omer, which is correct. That's what the Gemara assumes. That nighttime is kasher for cutting the karban omer, the stalks in the field, but during the daytime, it is not considered a proper k'tziras ha'omer, cutting of the barley for the karban ha'omer. And if that's true by Ketziras HaOmer, cutting of the barley, so to Sfiras HaOmer we could apply. And Rabbeinu Tam says, if you missed that night, no point in counting tomorrow, you missed it, it's gone. It was a one chance, you had just the night time and it's over. Hold on, give me one more minute. Because Tosos in Menachos says that there's an exact opposite Gemara that tells us the exact opposite. Also, regarding cutting the barley for the Karban HaOmer, another Gemara somewhere else says, Mitzvah so balayla. The mitzvah, I mean the proper way to do it, the word mitzvah in Gemara is often used to mean the ideal way to do something. Mitzvah so, the ideal way, the lechatchila way to cut the barley is balayla. Vim niktar bayom, says the Gemara, but if it did cut it during the day, that's okay, it's kosher. That Gemara says explicitly that if you missed it at night, you just cut it the next day and you're fine. Maybe not lechatchil, but you're fine. And the application of that would be that if you missed counting the Sfiras HaOmer at night, you just count the next day with a bracha. With a bracha, according to this Gemara. So what are we left with? We're left with a contradiction in Gemaras, and each Gemara is brought by a different Rishon. So we have a contradiction in Gemaras, each cited by a Rishon, which ends up being a machlokas within the Rishonim, whether or not you either can't count at all, not even without a bracha, you can't count at all once you miss the night, or you could even count with a bracha. Do we do either of those? We don't do either of those. What do? Well, we are faced with a problem. One group of Rishonim say, I shouldn't be counting at all. Another group of Rishonim say, I could count even with a bracha. So when we're faced with such a question, what are we going to do? And this is what the Shulchan Aruch does do. It plays a compromise position. Let's count, because it doesn't hurt to count. But when we make a bracha, it could hurt to make a bracha if I'm not supposed to. It's a bracha levatala. It's a suffix bracha. When I ever have a suffix bracha, I don't make it. So regarding the bracha, I'm going to avoid making a bracha that I might not be able to make. Regarding doing the Sfiras HaOmer, I will. So who do we paskin like? Interesting enough, nobody. We paskin like nobody. We go with the compromise. One opinion says, if you miss that night, the next day count with a bracha. The other opinion says, if you miss that night, don't count at all. Nothing. We don't go with either opinion. We take the compromise, the middle road, and we do count, but we're scared to make the bracha because, God forbid, it might be a bracha levatala, according to that opinion who says that we should not make a bracha. And that's how we follow. That's the halacha that we follow. Yes? Excellent. That will be what we'll talk about right now. Good. Any other questions about this point? Yeah.
I was just wondering, in general, isn't it very rare that we see a compromise?
100%. And I'll tell you the most beautiful place where we see the compromise. The most beautiful place where we see a compromise is in a machlokas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we never compromise. We always go like Beis Hillel. With a rare exception, we go like Beis Shammai. There's machlokas, when you put up a mezuzah on a door, do you put it vertically or horizontally? Machlokas, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. The only place that I know that we compromise between them is Hilchas Mezuzah, and we do go slanted. As if to teach you, when you walk into the house, you have to be ready to compromise. That's a nice message. In general, we don't compromise. However, this is not really a compromise. What we're doing here is we're sort of straddling and getting the best of both worlds. I use the word compromise because it helps you understand that we're not following either, but we're doing something in the middle. But what we're really doing is we're just hoping that we're right, that we could still, hoping that you could still count, but we're not going to get ourselves into the danger of, God forbid, saying a brach levatol if the other position's right. So we're sort of just, you know, playing it safe. That's exactly what we're doing, 100%. We're playing it safe. Yes?
How do you get from zero to...
Okay, I should have mentioned that. Many of the halachos of Sfira Saomer are based on how the Katsira of the... We're counting from the time of the bringing of the Korban Omer, and therefore, for some reason, Chazal assumed that whatever the halachas of the Korban Omer are, we should assume those similar halachas apply to Sfira Saomer. How to make that jump, I can't say I know how. I will tell you one other place that's very halach l'maisa. What happens if you're in bed... You said three quarters of Shema, and all of a sudden you realize, oh my gosh, I didn't count Sfiras HaOmer tonight. So what do? You count Sfiras HaOmer. You have to do one more thing. What else do you have to do?
Say Shema again.
That's not if you said Amapi. That's a question. No? I have to say Shema again, maybe. So that's another question. What else do you have to do besides count Sfiras HaOmer while you're lying down in bed? And you remember. Well, let me read it to you a pasuk that's written by the cutting of the... Let me read to you a pasuk that's talking about the Korban HaOmer. Hold on, let me find the pasuk. I don't have the beginning of the pasuk. The pasuk says, the end of the pasuk says, Bakama tachel ispar. Does anyone remember the beginning of that pasuk? Sorry. Okay, the kama, what does kama mean? Kama is the standing grain. When you cut the standing grain, then you should begin to count Sfiras HaOmer. That's what the pasuk says. I don't know if it's a braisa or some chazal that says, don't read it bakama, the standing grain, read it bakoma, while you are standing. So this is not a din d'oraisa. It is learned out from a pasuk, but it's not really a din d'oraisa. It's sort of hinted to in the pasuk. The halacha is based on the Katsira Sa'omer, that the Katsira Sa'omer has to, the cutting of the Omer barley for the Karban has to be done standing. You can't be sitting down while you cut down the barley. So too, Sefira Sa'omer has to be recited standing up. A lot of people don't know that. And therefore, if you remember while you're in bed, so what do you have to do? You have to get up, say Sefira Sa'omer, and then you can lie back down. So that's something that a lot of people don't know. But that's another indication, an example of where we learn halacha of Sfiras HaOmer from the halacha of the Korban HaOmer. There are others, that's just one of them. Why, I don't know if I have a good answer. Why Chazal link them? Okay. Let's talk about what you asked. You asked, what happens when I miss a day? How do I continue? And we'll get there soon. But let's do something a little more exciting. The fun question that every bar mitzvah boy who ever gets... Any of you have a brother who had their bar mitzvah during Sfiras HaOmer? If you did, I would venture to say, I'd probably be willing to put money on the fact that what he spoke about at his bar mitzvah is if a boy becomes a bar mitzvah during Sfiras HaOmer, should he say Sfiras HaOmer with a bracha? What's the question? Well, let's say at the 22nd day of the Omer, that's his birth, that's his bar mitzvah, so he's going to start from 22 to 49. So until now, he wasn't mitzvah, his counting wasn't the counting of a Jewish adult, so he missed 22 days in a certain sense. The 27 that are left, that's not the whole, it's as though he missed 22 days. You know, if you had missed 22 days, you wouldn't continue counting with the bracha. So this 13-year-old kid, the day he becomes 13, he missed 22 days. So could he continue with counting the bracha? Or, what about, and this actually, I was talking to my chavrus about this afternoon, he said that he knows somebody who's actually going to the mikveh tomorrow to become a ger. Halacha l'maaseh, he's going to the mikveh tomorrow in the middle of Sfiras HaOmer to become a ger. This ger who's megayer during Sfiras HaOmer, can they start counting Sfiras HaOmer from day, let's say, 22 to 49, with a bracha? Or do we say they missed the first 22, they're missing out on the mitzvah, on half the mitzvah? So these two questions are really one question. And that will be our question. To the more normal applications to most of us is, what happens if we forget one day? You miss a day. That was just, you know, sort of making it a little bit exciting. We're missing a lot of days because you couldn't even make the bracha, you couldn't even say count. But let's talk about you and me if we miss a day. So, Tosos in Menachos, Samach Vav, quotes a Bahag, Baal Halachos Kedos, who says, if you miss a day, you can no longer make any bracha, you can no longer make a bracha, because we need, what do we need? Why can't we make a bracha? I missed a day, fine, I missed a day, so what? What stops me from making a bracha going forward? I missed a day. We all have our skeletons in our closet, all the bad things we've done. But we're good people from now on, right? Continuity. Give me something Jewish. What? It's all one mitzvah? Something more? Something more what? What? Weeks? Okay, so I counted 21 days. So I counted 3 weeks. I'll now start the fourth week. What? Tmimos. Yes, that pasuk that comes around again. Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos. Full, perfect, complete. Tamim. Yaakov Ish Tamim. Carbon has to be a carbon. Has to be a carbon Tmimo without any mumim, without any blemishes. So Tmimos means they have to be complete. If you're missing one day, you're lacking on the Tmimos of the mitzvah. However, Tosus says that that's wrong. If you miss a day, you can go ahead. You miss a whole day, night, day, the whole 24-hour period, you missed entirely. You never counted day number 22. You did day number 21. You know what? You could continue counting day number 23, says Tosus, with a bracha. Why? As some of you mentioned earlier, because that opinion assumes that every single day is an independent mitzvah. If it's an independent mitzvah, so you missed one, there are 49 mitzvahs to do. Just because you didn't do one mitzvah, so you shouldn't do the next 27 mitzvahs? Of course you can. You missed one. I'm sorry. Pick yourself up and move forward. So what do we have? We have a machlokas, basically what it sounds like, whether or not we have one big fat mitzvah called Sfiras Omer, with 49 little parts to it, or we have 49 independent, separate, unique, distinct mitzvos, and if you miss one, just do the other 48. That's the question that we have here. So let's just apply these opinions to a bar mitzvah or a ger. If you hold like the Bahag, that it's all one big mitzvah, so a bar mitzvah boy or a ger who's megayer during sfira should probably not make, has missed half of the mitzvah, he only has a half a mitzvah left. That's not the mitzvah. There's no reason for him to make a bracha anymore, for him or her to make a bracha anymore. However, if we assume like Tosvos, that each day is an independent mitzvah, so somebody became a bar bas mitzvah at day 22, they were megayer on day 22, so they have 27 mitzvahs ahead of them. They can make a bracha going forward. How do we rule? Halacha l'maisa, bar or bas mitzvah can count with a bracha when they become a bar bas mitzvah during sfira, provided that they've been counting until now as a katan and haven't missed a day. So it doesn't mean that if you become a bar mitzvah or a bas mitzvah that you could mess up the first days and then say, oh, when I become a gadol or a gadola, I'll be able to start then. You have to be counting on time, on target. You still haven't missed a day. Then you can continue counting with a bracha. A ger, I'm not sure what the conclusion is. That will be something that I guess... So I told my chavrusa, you better call the... He knows the rabbi who's being involved as gerus. He said you should call up the rabbi, that he shouldn't forget that part of the gerus is also going to determine what to do with the rest of Sfiras HaOmer. Fine. Now, let's... Based on that discussion, we could talk about the obligation of women in the midst of Sfiras HaOmer. Simply put, we could assume that Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. It's a mitzvah saseh because it's time-bound. It's only this time of year. It's presumably most, we assume it's at night. It's positive. It's an positive action. So because of that, halachically, women are exempt from Sfiras HaOmer. What happens to all those tzaddikas women who would like to do Sfiras HaOmer? So you get cheesecake if you make it all 49 days, 100%. Or jelly bellies if you made it. I don't want to say how many tonight is. So this is just important to know. Nothing to do with Sfiras HaOmer per se, but it's just important to know because most of you are Ashkenaziyos. It's important for you to realize that there's a very big machlokas whether a woman or any person who's potter from a mitzvah and does that mitzvah anyway, do they say Asher Kedushan B'Mitzvah Tzivana? So it's important to realize that all of your Sfaradiyot friends, when they shake a lulav, when they sit in a sukkah, when they count Sfiras HaOmer, will not be saying a bracha. How could they say Asher Kedushan B'Mitzvah Tzivana that Hashem you commanded us if Hashem didn't command us? And that's how the Rambam paskins, and the Sfaradim who follow the Rambam, Sfaradiyot will not make a bracha, Asher Kedushan B'Mitzvah Tzivana, whenever they fulfill any one of those mitzvahs, Shem mitzvahs asay, Shehazman Grama. However, Ashkenazim follow Tosfos. Tosfos says, Rabbi Natan quoted in Tosfos, that if somebody who's not obligated to mitzvah performs it anyway, what are they doing? They're performing what? Doing exercise? No, they're performing a mitzvah. They're shaking a lulav. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. Hashem commanded the Jewish people to shake a lulav. A person in themselves might not be obligated to do it, but when they choose to do it, if they choose to do it, they're doing an action that is a mitzvah. So they can say, Asher Kedushan B'Mitzvah Tzavet Tzivana, which is, of course, what most people in this room, who are probably Ashkenazios, do. And therefore, of course, if you count Svira, you as Ashkenazios should count with the bracha, and if you're a Sfaradiya, then without. The Mishnah Berurah cautions something that, again, I'm sure you heard, now you could just appreciate a little bit more. Let's say I daven Maariv. So after Maariv, we count. Let's say I wouldn't be going to Maariv with a minion every night. Would I remember every night to count? Maybe not. If I have an SMS texted to my cell phone and my BlackBerry and my email telling me to remember tonight is XYZ, then okay, then I could be very certain of myself. But if I know that I'm not always in a way that I remember to count, or it's not like I have roommates who always remind me, I don't have to get text messages, and I don't go to Maariv every night where I hear everybody counting together to remind me, and I wonder if I might not be finishing the whole unit of counting. Well, according to what we just mentioned, that there are some opinions that hold, that being the Bahag, that in order to have Tamimos, the mitzvah series of Tamimos, you need a complete unit, one big mitzvah of 49 parts. One big mitzvah, if I know coming in that I might not be able to fulfill that whole mitzvah, I might not be able to fulfill all 49 aspects of this one big conglomerate, amalgamated mitzvah, then the Mishnah Berurah warns such a person that they should try not to say a bracha, because if they know themselves well enough that they never are able to finish with all 49 parts of that one big mitzvah, it will end up being a bracha levatala. So you sort of have to figure out for yourselves, you know yourselves better than anyone else. I think there are plenty of men who probably also should not say brachos based on this, because plenty of people forget a day here, a day there. But you have to sort of figure out for yourself. Are you somebody who will probably be able to make it through the 49, in which case you could say the bracha? If you think that, you know, the past 7 years you try every year and you've never done it yet, maybe it would be wiser to count 100%, but maybe leave out the brachos so that it won't be a bracha levatala if you miss a day, according to that opinion of the Bahag, who holds that it's one big conglomerate mitzvah with just 49 little pieces of it. Let's come to a conclusion with an interesting question and then an application of it. Let's say, okay, yesterday, let's assume it was 22. I just don't remember if I counted. It's not that I know I didn't count. If I know I didn't count, so the halacha that we do is that we'll continue counting from here on without a bracha. Because it might be one mitzvah that I missed part of. I can't make a bracha if I don't have the whole mitzvah. But let's say I just don't remember whether or not I count. I might have counted. I didn't. I remember thinking about counting, but I was in the middle of class. And then I remember for when I left class, as I was walking out of the door, if I muttered it, if I counted Sfiras HaOmer under my breath, or I didn't. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. So what should I do? So the Trumas Hadeshen, one of the Rishonim, is quoted in the Beis Yosef with a fabulous, very easy mathematical calculation. He says, we have two questions at hand. Did I count yesterday or did I not count yesterday? I don't know the answer. It's a suffix to me. I don't know what I did. I don't remember. I'm unsure. I'm uncertain what I did. That's one question mark. I have another question mark. The question mark that we just discussed. Is Tzvirus HaOmer one big mitzvah or 49 little mitzvahs? Says the Trumas HaDeshen, I could put these two question marks together in what we call in halacha spek sveka, a question on a question, a doubt of a doubt. If I'm uncertain about something which I'm uncertain about, then, says the Trumas HaDeshen as follows, maybe I really did count yesterday. So of course I could continue counting with the bracha. And even if I ended up not counting yesterday, well, maybe those Rishonim who say that there's 49 independent mitzvahs are correct. And therefore, I can go ahead, continue counting with a bracha going forward, because, again, double-edged sword. I might have yes counted yesterday, and even if I forgot yesterday entirely, the poskim who say that it's every day is a different mitzvah might be right, and therefore I can continue counting with a bracha. So halacha l'maisa, if a person knows that they missed a day, they have to stop making the bracha. If a person is unsure whether they missed a day, they can continue counting with a bracha because of this double suffix. Suffix A, maybe you did or didn't count. And even if you didn't count, suffix B, maybe we hold that every day is a different mitzvah, so you missed yesterday's mitzvah, you could do the rest of the mitzvahs going forward. Any questions on that? Yes. Meaning you think you don't, you remember you, I remember counting, I remember standing up, I remember I said Shema already, I was about to go to sleep, but I didn't count, I stood up, I counted, but in my half doziness, I might have counted the wrong number. I assume it would be the same thing. Maybe you counted the right number, maybe you counted the wrong number. Even if you counted the wrong number, there's still other poskim who say that going forward, it's a separate mitzvah. Another mitzvah tomorrow, another mitzvah the next day, another mitzvah the next day. So do your mitzvah the next day with its bracha. Obviously, if you remembered that day, you know, in the morning, count and you're good, you're safe. But even if you didn't, I would say it's the same. It would be the same. That's a good application of this situation. We'll conclude with this, which is just an application of what I just said. Let's say today's 22, and last night I definitely did not say it. I was coming home from a wedding. I didn't count last night. Today I totally forgot. Now, I went to daven, the sun's about to set, I daven mincha, right after mincha is shkia, and I remembered, oh my gosh, I didn't count last night. So what am I in? I find myself right now in shkia of the day, the shkia that's following the previous night when I should have counted. Right? So it's the 22nd was last night, 22nd day of counting was last night. That night passed, I didn't count. The whole day passed and I didn't count. And now I find myself in shkia after those 24 hours that I should have counted. What's the status of Shkia? We said earlier today. It's a question mark. Well, using the logic I just said, with the Trumas HaDeshen of uncertain if you counted, we can apply the same exact logic to this situation. I know I didn't count last night, I know I didn't count today, but now it's after Shkia and I realize and I remember, so it's a question mark. Is it now every Shkia or every Ben HaShemar's is the question, was it yes? Is it now yesterday or is it now tomorrow? It's a question mark time period. It's twilight zone. So if I'm right that it's yesterday, I can still count. And I still counted yesterday's day, yesterday's count. But if it's right now while I'm in the twilight zone, it's really tomorrow. So my counting now for yesterday's count missed the whole day because now it's Ben HaShemar's and maybe it's really tomorrow. Well, that's okay, because even if it's now tomorrow and I miss counting number 22 entirely, we still might go like those poskim who say that every day is an independent mitzvah, and just because I missed one day, I could continue counting with a bracha. So this will be a second application of a svek svek, a double question mark. Maybe the time that you're in right now is really yesterday. This twilight zone is really yesterday when you could have counted. And even if it isn't yesterday, maybe you could rely on those poskim who say that every day is a different mitzvah. I'll just leave you with a question. That's the end of what we're going to do tonight. I'll just leave you with a question to think about. And we won't talk about the answer, but I'd like to leave you with a question. You can think about it till next week. In Chutz La'aretz, We have 2 days of Sukkot. We have 2 days of Shavuos. We have 2 days of Pesach. Two first days of Pesach. In Eretz Yisrael, they only have one first day of Pesach. Why do we have 2 days? Because let's assume we're not sure when we have Sveika Diyoma. Question whether when the proper day for Yontif should start. Now we have calendars, we don't have a question. But halachically, we consider it as though it's a Sveika Diyoma, and therefore we practice 2 days of Yontif, even though the Torah says only one. According to that, there's a question when the second day of Pesach is, when I start my counting. Is the first day of Pesach really Pesach? Or is the second day of Pesach really the first day of Pesach? So should I be counting, should I start my mitzvah count? The Torah says, from the day after the first day of Pesach, start counting Sviras HaOmer. Mimacharas HaShabbos, Shabbos means the first day of Pesach. Tisperuch HaMishim Yom. So that means, do I start counting from the second day? Or maybe the second day is really the first day of Pesach, I should really start counting the third day. So that means every day when I count, if I'm going to be consistent in terms of keeping Sveika Diyomas, I should count Hayom 22 days and Hayom also 23 days. The next day, I should say Hayom 23 days and maybe also 24 days. That's my question. Why don't we do that? That's something that you could think about. Have a very good evening. If anybody has any questions, you're welcome to come over.